the coach is just the man. He was, for my Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears fans out there, which I'm guessing is a lot of you, there was nothing more fun, and this is coming, by the way, from the biggest Michael Jordan fan on the planet, and I loved every single one of the six titles in every year that Jordan played for the Bulls. It was the greatest for me. But there was nothing more fun and completely captured the city than the 85 Bears. I mean, you had literally everyone in love with the fridge and sweetness and 99 Dan Hampton. Looking forward to Hampton OB coming around the corner somewhat soon here, football field. Although I always want summer to last, but we are getting closer and closer to football. And Ditka was just so unbelievably entertaining. I remember him wearing rollerblades, going through Hallis Hall and Lake Forest because they were going up to the Roller Dome, as he called it, to play the Minnesota Vikings, and he was taunting the Vikings. And then there was just a million quotes. And, of course, as we bring him in, Mike's a little bit older today, but you're still with it, Coach, right? You still can pretty much do everything that you could do back then?
Well, I think I am, but, you know, you find that doesn't work. You can be young and hard in your mind, but when you're physically trying to do things, it doesn't work out the same.
Yeah. What can you not do today that you miss the most?
I have no complaints. I understand, you know, with old age comes some limitations on what you can do physically. And mentally, I'm about the same. But physically, I can't run anymore like I used to. I can't do a lot of things that I used to do. But you know what? That's okay. At least I did them. And I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at right now and feel the way I do. I'm 80 years old. I feel pretty darn good, actually.
You've lived a full life, Coach. Speaking of doing things that you can't do, I know that it's been heavy on your heart with Steve McMichael, who's battling Lou Gehrig's disease, and you've been attending some fundraisers for 76. What's kind of been on your heart around seeing what's happened with Mongo?
Well, I think the one thing people don't realize, because he was one of the great Bears, there's no question about that. But he really wasn't one of the truly big name Bears. So people kind of forget who he was. But he was such a key factor on our 85 defense. It was unbelievable. He was a leader. He's a vocal leader. He's a physical leader on the field, off the field. A tremendous guy. And he asked no quarter, he gave no quarter. But if you were going to line up against Steve McMichael, you better be ready, because you were going to get your butt whipped.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, the linebackers got a ton of credit on that team, but maybe up front didn't get enough with 99 and 76. I mean, they made it a little easier for Singletary and Otis and Wilbur. Is that fair that maybe Steve and maybe even Hamp, too, didn't get enough credit?
Oh, that was a great defense. What Buddy designed, Buddy had an attack defense, and you're exactly right. They didn't get enough credit, but they certainly deserve it. Because if you don't have a good offensive line, the linebackers are not going to be a good defensive line. I'm sorry. Your linebackers are not going to be effective. It's that simple. Because you're going to have offensive linemen all over them. They kept the offensive linemen, outside linebackers. Those three linebackers played terrific for us. And everybody played terrific on that team.
I mean, I call it the greatest team of all time, Coach. You don't have any problem with people saying that, do you?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think it was one of the best defenses ever. I don't think there's any question about that. And that wasn't me. That was Buddy Ryan. So he had a take-no-prisoner defense, tacked, and that's what he did. And people didn't understand it. As soon as you finally figured out, you know, you couldn't block them all. So what you had to do, you had to get rid of the ball quicker, and you had to get the ball out. But they did that. We ran into some teams that did that, and we figured out how to counter that. But that was Buddy's defense. It wasn't my defense.
Do you regret that you and Buddy didn't get along better back in the day?
I got along with everybody. I was just a friendly guy. I loved everybody. I think it's just, I've never taken the credit. I said Bears in 85 were a great team. It started with the defense, We also started with the offensive staff led by Peyton, and team that led the league in rushing, led the league in ball possession. So, you know, we did a lot of things. But we won because of our defense. Everybody knows that. I've never denied that. But it was the reason for that.
Yeah. Well, he had some great talent, too, and Buddy was phenomenal, not taking anything away from anyone. Certainly, offensively, you were not the greatest offensive team of all time, but I think combined with that defense, I would still say the 85 Bears could certainly match up with anyone in NFL history.
I agree.
I'll give you one scenario, Coach. In 1983, you guys drafted Jimbo Covert, number 6, Hall of Famer, love him, and Willie Gault, number 18. A guy by the name of Dan Marino went number 27 that year. If the Bears had drafted Marino, how many Super Bowls do you think they win?
I don't know. If we were to use them the way Miami did. I thought surely used them properly, and Dan was a great player. He was from my alma mater, Pitt, but I don't know. I mean, those are the questions I can't answer. But, I can't change it, and I wouldn't change it. We did what we did because we thought we were doing the right thing. I don't know if it was, but it worked out okay for us.
No question. No question. And everybody, you know, you can play back every NFL draft and go back through time. But I do wonder, forget about Marino, just, and this is no fault, by the way, of Jim's and McMahon, but just having a healthy quarterback who could, you know, be out there and perform at a high level, I think you guys, you know, at least get another one, maybe a couple more.
Well, we might have, but that's beside the point. We got one. It was a good one, and it was one of the best ones ever. So I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. Do you think the Bears have the right head coach in place right now, Coach?
I do. I think Matt Nagy is a very good coach. I think he's an outstanding coach. I think they're putting the right people in the right place. You just got to get it all together. Got to get the defense and the offense on the same page. You got to have ball control and and keep the other team out of the end zone. That's basically what we did. We controlled the ball, and we kept the other team out of the end zone. And you got a good chance to win a lot of games.
Why do you think it's been since 1985 that the Bears have yet to win a Super Bowl?
No, I don't have to. You know, first of all, let me say this. It's very, very hard to win a Super Bowl. And it's very hard to do. You got to have the right people in the right places and do the right things. But, again, it comes down to personnel. I think your scouting has a lot to do with it. The coaching certainly has a lot to do with it. And then the players you have, they have to play. I don't care what your, what was said about it before you got them. They got to play once you get them.
And I don't want to be too over-the-top harsh here, but I just wonder if the family knows what they're doing, because you can move people around, but ultimately, you know, it's your franchise, and you have to make the hires. So I do wonder if perhaps they're not as good as they could be, Coach. How about that?
Well, everybody could be better. You know, that's your goal, to find a way to get better. And I think that's what they're doing now. They haven't found it yet, but they're getting better. But, I mean, I like a lot of things that they've done. I really like the quarterback. A lot of people don't. I do. You know, I think, you can win with a lot of different people, quarterback. You got the right people around them.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, I think they're building the right way.
So you believe in Justin Fields?
Well, I don't know enough about Justin Fields, I'll be honest with you. But I don't know enough about him, but we'll see. Time will tell.
Appreciate the honesty, Coach. It's coming back here with a little more Mike Ditka. It's 720 WGN. Part two of the conversation with Mike Ditka in just a second. And let me just weigh in on my thoughts here on the Bears moving, in theory, from Soldier Field in the lakefront, which I can see if I moved a little bit to my left, and the beautiful Lakeshore Drive, and the terrible parking, and the small capacity, lowest in the NFL stadium. And even before it was renovated, with the rats hanging out underneath, where vendors would be in danger for their lives, a young Carm trying to dodge rodents on his way to selling hot chocolate, which I never would have bought if you had seen how it was made. But we sold them for probably $8 a cup way back then, and people paid it because you were cold. I don't want the Bears to leave Chicago. I don't want them to leave the lakefront. I know it makes sense on a lot of levels, financially, convenience, all of it, and maybe we'd get Final Fours and Super Bowls and everything else, but I just feel like they belong right where they're at. And that's probably a meathead take, but that's my take. Hey, Coach, let's bring you back in here. What do you think about the Bears moving to Arlington Heights? Would it bother you?
Well, I believe the Bears belong in Soldier Field, but if they move to Arlington Heights, I understand it. It would be an economic move. It would be a move for the, you know, for what's best for the club. And I don't see any problem with that. I mean, you know, I think the Bears have served their time in Chicago. They've done a great job of playing at Soldier Field. It would be okay with me.
Okay. Did you enjoy Wrigley or Soldier Field more?
Wrigley. As I was playing.
Right. More fun to play than to coach, right?
Right. That's criticism.
Well, I've never understood, Coach, when guys, you know, retire before they, if you can still do it. Like, people look at Tom Brady, like, why is he still going? Well, he's still winning Super Bowls. I mean, where else could he have that much fun in his life?
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, Tom Brady's kept himself in great shape. And a lot of guys don't keep themselves in great shape. That's why they can't keep going.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, no doubt. Do you think Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, Coach?
There is no such thing. There is no such thing as the greatest of all time. There's been so many. I mean, we weren't even around to watch and see how good a lot of those quarterbacks were in the old days. I played with a guy named Bill Wade. I thought he was pretty damn good. So he did what he had to do, and we won a championship in 1963. So I thought he was pretty good. And the guy that replaced him was Rudy Bukich, and I thought he was pretty damn good, too. So, who's the
say? Coach, did you just compare Tom Brady to Rudy Bukich? That could make some headlines. I like this.
I didn't reach that. I don't think Rudy Bukich had a good team around him as Tom Brady had either. And as good a coach as Tom Brady had. But, I didn't mean to say it that way, but I like Rudy Bukich.
I like him too. And listen, if Rudy had had Belichick and
Tom Brady,
when Rudy sees this, Coach, he's gonna be stunned. This is gonna be a big day for Rudy.
I like Rudy. Rudy's okay in my book.
My guy Rudy Bukich, I love it. Hey, Coach, let me go back to playing for 1 second, and I appreciate the time. Mike Ditka, straight legend, working with Crack and Rum today, and they're making a donation to the USBG to kick off the season of Summer Sips. We appreciate the time. I'm wondering, who was one guy, perhaps, on the defensive side of the ball when you were playing, Coach, that you really wanted to run over?
That I wanted to run over?
Yeah. You played physical now. Come on.
Yeah, I did. I did, but the biggest run-ins I had was Ray Nitschke, but it wasn't because I was trying to run over him. No question about that. It was because he was with the Packers and I was with the Bears. And it was a great rivalry, and he didn't like me. And I didn't particularly like him, so we had a pretty good run.
That's the beauty of sport, right there. You got to have a little bit of hatred going on every now and then. Coach, you know, you did a lot of work for guys like yourself, retired players. Do you think the NFL has done enough for guys who played in your era to make sure those guys are okay and taken care of?
I don't think they've done enough, but I think they're trying. They're getting better, and they're helping more and more. And, you know, it comes down to them helping and the individuals also helping. You know, you have an opportunity to play pro sports, play it, save some of the money, don't spend it all.
Yeah. All right, I got one story on the going out here. You can confirm or not, and I think it's all in good fun at this point. But I think you guys played the Packers up in Green Bay, and then I think you beat them. And then after the game, I think Steve McMichael and perhaps Dan Hampton both went out into the parking lot and were hanging out with Packers fans and maybe had a beer or two after the game. And then all of a sudden, the Bears team bus was getting ready to go back to Soldier Field, and Hamp and McMichael were a little bit late, and I think you might have just told the bus driver to keep going, and those guys had to drive their way home. Does that ring a bell to you, Coach, at all?
I think that happened. I do, yeah. There's a time to celebrate, and there's a time to work, so we were ready to go.
You were ready?
You can't hold up. You can't hold up 50-some guys, two guys.
Yeah, and I think it's just kind of fun that Bears fans might want to know that these guys were Packers fans should love these guys, should love 76 and 99 for that. They were hanging out, making friends.
They were, yeah. Yeah. And they like to do that too. Well,
yeah, they did. That was part of what made y'all great. Hey, let's wrap up with one. Can you just give me any favorite moment with Walter Payton on the way out here? Every time anybody brings up 34, I think it brings a smile to the face of Bear fans just thinking about what many consider the greatest running back of all time.
Yeah, well, you hit it right on the button. He was the greatest running back of all time. And I can remember the first time I saw Walter Payton. I was watching film. I was working for the Cowboys at that time. And I went in and shut the film thing off. I went in and I got Coach Landry. And I said, Coach, I said, come on in here. I want to show you something. So we went in and I said, watch this number 34. And that was kind of right in the beginning when before people really know how great Walter was. And it was amazing. I said, you got a heck of a job to try to defend this guy. And he said, well, we'll do our best. But Walter was, he was special. When you watch him on film, as an opponent, you were awed by what he did. But the thing that made him was he had a good attitude. He didn't want to lose. He didn't want to be second best. He just gave everything he had all the time.
I never understood how he would get just absolutely cracked by somebody who maybe weighed 50, even maybe 100 pounds more, and then he just pop right back up. No problem. I'm ready.
And the guy that popped him wouldn't pop right back up.
Right. He was unbelievable. Coach, great to catch up with you. Appreciate your incredible football journey, broadcasting, and everything else. And again, today working with Crack and Rum. We appreciate the time and continued success, Mike. Stay healthy, all right?
All right, one thing. Don't forget to stop by your local bar for free Kraken beverage, or else the coach will get you.
That is a threat.
All right.
And you better follow through.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Coach. See you.
Bye-bye.
Conversation with Mike Ditka. I'm actually curious, text line-wise, and I'm sure this has been discussed, but I like the reaction right now. Is everybody good with the Bears moving to Arlington Heights? Because I am not good with the Bears moving to Arlington Heights. And the coach just said that Rudy Bukic, he was 35 years old in 1965. If you look at the numbers, 20 touchdown passes, only 9 interceptions. Rudy Bukic is just as good as damn Tom Brady, according to Mike. I love it. That's loyalty right there.